normally. But I do have to give out a big happy 21st birthday to my baby girl, my older daughter. I get to buy her a beer in public tonight, which, by the way, I've actually done before. Well, contrary to what people think, when someone is 18, 19, and 20 years old, their parents can buy them a beer. How many times have I said this on the show? And how many people think, no, there's a loophole? No, you can buy your minor children a beer till they're 17. Then 18, 19, 20, they live in limbo. It's not true. And there are people right now screaming at the radio telling me I'm wrong about that. I'm not. It's not illegal. There are law enforcement officers. There are judges that don't know that. There are DAs that don't know that. But go to the state's website. I'm telling you, it's perfectly legal. Anyway, happy birthday, Marissa. 21. And thanks for making Dad feel old. Okay, now, on to this. Immigration. Push is coming to shove. The president is going to challenge Republicans in Congress in such a way, it appears, that they're going to have to decide what they want to do about this. Even as they grapple with an immigration crisis at the border, White House officials are making plans to act before November's midterm elections to grant work permits to potentially millions of immigrants who are in this country illegally, allowing them to stay in the U.S. without threat of deportation, according to advocates and lawmakers in touch with the administration. Such a large-scale move on immigration could scramble election year politics and lead some conservative Republicans to push for impeachment proceedings against President Barack Obama, a prospect White House officials have openly discussed. Let me just stop here. Is that what he wants? Is he trying to make it impossible for them not to seriously discuss impeachment? Do they have polling data that shows that no matter what he does, no matter how egregious, no matter how justifying of impeachment proceedings, that the public doesn't want impeachment? Think if they do have that. Think of what a license that is. Well, you know what? I can actually go ahead and break the law. And if they try to impeach me, polling shows it's going to backfire on them. I find that hard to believe. The American public has to have a breaking point, and I think this is it. Yet there is little sign that the urgent humanitarian situation in South Texas, where unaccompanied minors have been showing up by the tens of thousands, has impeded Obama from making plans to address some portion of the 11.5 million immigrants now in this country illegally. Obama announced last month that congressional efforts to remake the nation's dysfunctional immigration system were dead, and he would proceed on his own authority to fix the system where he could. Since then, he's asked Congress for $3.7 billion to deal with the crisis of the children at the border, which, by the way, he is complicit in to a large degree. A request that's gone unmet, even as the House and Senate scramble to see if they can come up with something before the August recess. Meanwhile, White House officials led by Domestic Policy Council Director Cecilia Munoz and White House Counsel Neil Eggleston, along with Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, have been working to chart a plan on executive actions Obama could take, hosting frequent meetings with interest groups and listening to recommendations from immigration advocates, law enforcement officials, religious leaders, Hispanic lawmakers, and others. Those who were in separate meetings Friday said the administration is weighing a range of options, including reforms to the deportation system and ways to grant relief from deportation to targeted populations of the country, likely by expanding Obama's two-year-old directive that granted work permits to certain immigrants brought here illegally as youths. That program, called Deferred Action for Children Arrivals, or DACA, has been extended to more than 500,000 immigrants so far. It has also seen misunderstanding of it in Central American nations as a big reason for why we have the humanitarian crisis we do now at the Southwest border. This clearly, by everybody seems to agree, that this clearly would exceed the legal limits of what he can do with executive action, executive order. Politico today, Josh Gerstein. Barack Obama immigration moves could raise legal questions. Even if President Barack Obama tests the bounds of his presidential power with the big unilateral moves he's promising on immigration, there may be no, listen to this, there may be no way to stop him. Lawyers are debating the legality of a series of immigration-related executive actions the White House is reportedly considering, but there's broad agreement suing the president isn't likely to work. The court route, I don't see it, said Jan Ting, top immigration official under President George H.W. Bush, who opposes Obama's expected moves. Legal experts say any challenge to the expected immigration policy changes, headed for the same key roadblock facing House Speaker John Boehner's planned suit over Obamacare, finding a way to show the injury needed to press a case in the federal courts. The lack of a clear path to challenge the president's expected moves to give more illegal immigrants work permits and relief from deportation seems certain to fuel howls from Obama critics that he's as much an imperial president as his predecessor, more, much more. Okay, so look, either it's legal or it's not. Is it time to stop pussyfooting around when it comes to talk of impeachment? I want to get into this in the next half hour. 406-1360. 406-1360. 888-455-1360. It's 929.
Show is sponsored in part by American Metal.